The former Queensland surgeon Jayant Patel has been found not guilty of the manslaughter of one of his patients. After a 23-day trial and 2 days of deliberations, a Supreme Court jury handed down its decision in Brisbane this afternoon. Dr. Patel's lawyer says his client is relieved and grateful that justice has been done. Stephanie Smale prepared this report.
Dr. Patel, are you relieved?
Look, of course he's relieved.
Dr. Jayant Patel walked out of Brisbane's Supreme Court building this afternoon, a man acquitted. His defence lawyer, Ken Fleming QC, spoke to the media on his behalf.
Dr. Patel's very happy with the result, but he can't talk to people yet because obviously there are other issues to be resolved. But can we say this, that Dr. Patel's his own best advocate?
Dr. Patel was accused of the manslaughter of 75-year-old Mervyn Morris, who died 3 weeks after receiving surgery in Bundaberg in 2003. During the complex Supreme Court trial, the Crown alleged Patel was negligent because he recommended and performed bowel surgery on Mr. Morris. But the jury rejected the Crown's case and accepted Patel's defence that the operation on Mr. Morris was necessary because he was suffering from diverticular bleeding. When the jury read its verdict this afternoon, Dr. Patel hugged his legal team. Outside the court, Ken Fleming QC admitted the trial has been tough at times.
It's been a long, hard trial, hasn't it?
Yeah, 23 days or so. It has been long and hard, but the evidence was there and the jury acted responsibly and well. They worked very hard.
Dr. Patel remained tight-lipped as he left the court precinct with his lawyers. He's still facing outstanding manslaughter charges, as well as grievous bodily harm and fraud, so he's still on bail. The Director of Public Prosecutions must now decide whether to pursue those charges.
Is there anything you want to say at all, Mr. Patel?
No, he's not in a position to say anything.
He's not even to express his relief.
He's very grateful.
Mervyn Morris's family sat through every day of evidence during the 5-week trial, but they've returned home to wait for the verdict in private.
Stephanie Smale reporting from Brisbane.